Welcome back to the Talosip Tech Podcast Series 5. Ladies and gentlemen, we did it. We made it a 5 series getting canceled.
You know, the big network studio overlords are shining greatly on us because they haven't canceled us yet. They probably should have a while ago.
Man.
We're still here.
Did we have any major controversies last year?
With us?
You know, I am worried about the Cybertruck.
Wrong one. Okay. Oh, well. What's the... First of all, may we just say amazing work, Mr. Nick Answeeney and Randy, for putting together this awesome music, the updated intros, for all the Talosive branding, not just the podcast.
Nick has
You
been
have promoted yourself.
I did promote myself. Drew didn't ask me to. I just made them and said, hey, does this look good? And Drew was like... yes.
They look great.
Yeah, I think this is you know what I really love about it, and just on a side, not tech or podcast related thing, but Drew, your tech video, I love how clean it is.
Thank you.
Oh my god. The whole thing just feels, I don't know. There's more blue now in the background. You got the
There's
lights.
No asymmetrical soundproofing. That's what it is.
I don't know.
Out with 2020, in with 2021.
I'm glad my lighting has inspired you guys to put lighting in your videos.
Randy.
So beautiful.
You didn't inspire everything.
He's trying to take credit for everything, guys. Randy's
a good artist copy, great artist steal, or something like that. So make it your own.
Nick will make something, and Randy will be like, well, I see I inspired you.
And I'll be like, what the heck? This is original. Hang on.
Nick made the wooden play button, and Randy was like, oh, so I inspired you to make this piece of wood.
Oh, I see you guys want to talk about Apple. I'm glad I've inspired you.
I came up with that, actually. That was my thing.
Oh.
Talking about Apple.
I'm glad I inspired you, Drew.
You know, I'm really glad I inspired all of you to do podcasting.
You got me there.
I'll give you that one.
You got me there.
Actually, for the record, there was a tech podcast before this one.
No, but I still inspired you.
Terrible.
It was like a space-time continuum jump where, like, you know, I was inspiring you in the past.
You inspired me by saying, I'll make it.
Pretty inspiring.
Like, oh, okay.
I'll manage it.
I'll do it.
So now that we are Apple. in series five, and so you would think that we would have a little bit more consistency about how the short format is. But alas, it's not why you watch us or listen to us or anything to do with us. But with that being said, we are definitely ramping up to our audio listeners on YouTube. Nick has started doing clips again. So for people who listening to the whole show, please, by all means, we love having you part of our conversation. But for those who just like to get the highlights too, you got to go subscribe to the YouTube channel because Nick has been and will continue. He's putting out more clips again. So think Joe Rogan clips or anything else with clips and stuff like that.
Except we're not exclusive to Spotify.
And I was not inspired by Joe Rogan to do the clips. That was original idea. Actually, Joe Rogan was inspired by me to do his
clips. When we get a red background studio light, then it'll be... Oh, my goodness.
So Randy's going to go figure out what was in his trunk or frunk.
Frunk, and... Drew. It was his frunk. Poor Randy. There's just all of the moldy vegetables in his frunk, and he's fixing that right now. Unfortunately,
we're down from
him.
3 to 2. In a minute, it'll just be Nick by himself.
It'll just be me again. I mean, that's already happened once. If for you astute viewers who are you know, watching to the very end of that one show where it was just me left, you know, it has happened. Drew, what was your favorite piece of technology from 2020? Very smooth transition right there.
Apple or any technology?
Well, aside from the AirPods Max.
Oh, right. That was by far the favorite. Yeah, I think... you know, I think I'll still stick with Magic Keyboard case. I'm still using that to this day, and I still look at my iPad Pro. I'm like, wow, what a awesome laptop. And frankly, I can't think of much... they can do with the next iPad Pro, because now I'm hearing these reports of them switching to OLED in 2022 after mini LED this year. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, we're only a couple months away from new iPad Pros. But I'm still not sure if it's going to be justifiable. Like, I know you bought an iPad Pro last year. I'm guessing you're not exactly in the market for another one now.
If they make one Well, okay, maybe two major improvements to the next generation iPad Pro. I will be all on board. I'd spend $3,000 or $4,000 on it. You ready? Number one, make it 27 inches. Number two, stick it on a Pro Display XDR stand and call it an iMac. I'd be all over that thing.
Okay, I like this. I would be over that too. I would happily drop $5,000 on that.
I know.
The iPad itself, though, I don't know how sustainable year-over-year upgrades with the iPad Pro can be, really. I feel like hardware-wise, it's pretty dang near perfect isn't real, but it's pretty dang near perfect. I mean,
no, I think it's as close to perfect as any human could ever ask to achieve.
I would, yeah, I would like some more I.O. if they were really, really desperate
you
for
you want a second
ideas.
USB-C port?
I want four. If this
on
is going
iPad?
Full in on... Yeah, remember my iPad Pro Max concept?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you want 16 inches.
Like, yeah. Well, go to 15 or 16, whatever you have to do, and add, like, two USB-C ports on either side. Flip the Apple logo on the back, even. So it's, like, built so it's for horizontal. Landscape.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And if that thing supported Final Cut, and they revamped iPad OS to have an external monitor support that's similar to Mac OS where it can actually scale.
Yeah.
You can have a secondary home screen, multiple apps, and you still have keyboard and mouse, everything.
Mm-hmm.
That would be MacBook levels of replacement for me. Like, it's just the two or three applications for me that I'm like, oh, that's the one thing that makes the iPad not quite a MacBook killer.
Well,
you've been using a lot. Yeah, it's Final Cut, and I was also going to say OBS, which is more of a software thing of supporting external cameras, which is very niche. It's
and
a very specific
right?
market.
Cameras and microphones.
I thought the can the iPad support an external mic?
I haven't tried it recently, but back in the day when we were running this show primarily from my iOS devices, I did try to hook up a mic to the iPad, and it wouldn't record in voice memos or
really?
Playwright. So
I thought there was some video Apple had when someone was plugging a mic into the iPad to podcast with or something.
I think they make iOS microphones that are like, they don't require a preamp or whatever.
Right.
So maybe that would work. I don't know. I'm not. Mm-hmm. We need Randy. He's still finding what's in his frunk.
Yeah.
So
figure out later.
but
find out
for me
time.
It would be for right now it would be Apple Motion. I really wish Apple Motion was available on the iPad because I'm using this 2017 13-inch MacBook Pro and its Geekbench score is so much less than my iPad Pro. I think the multi-core is just under 2000 on the MacBook Pro, and on my iPad Pro it's over 4000, and I'm like sitting here watching renders go with like very, very slow. I literally spent 16 hours trying to render a 30-second video clip and only got 29% of the way through before I gave up and found a Mac with a GPU. So,
what Mac did you find?
I have some family in town for the holidays, and one of them had a 15-inch MacBook Pro with a GPU, and so that sliced through a lot much a lot better. The GPU is definitely very heavy.
You were like, hey, cousin Ted, could I borrow your Mac real quick?
And that's exactly what I said, but instead of real quick, I said for a day or two. And
for like a week.
It sat on my desk with the fans at 100% the entire time. Just
oh, wow.
So these
and that's
tech
Apple
podcasts,
software, right?
It is Apple software. These tech podcast intros and outros are 30 seconds long, including the audio tail. And the video file is 10 gigabytes, just about a gigabyte a second. It's whatever in Apple's codec. Anyway,
my goodness.
Obviously, they're downscaled on YouTube, but the video files that this thing is trying to spit out is just pitiful. And I'm exporting something right now or transcoding something, and the fans are definitely noticeable. So, if y'all notice bad audio quality, blame this MacBook and the fact that Apple doesn't allow me to do it on my iPad because I'd much rather do it on my iPad.
Sure. I think that makes two of us then. Do you think you could be in the market for a Mac at some point in 2021?
I made the mistake of watching a video about the 2021 rumored MacBook Pro. And at first, I was like, nah, I don't. Maybe if I get any Mac, it'd just be like an M1 Mac Mini, and just, you know, sure, toss it under the desk and use it when I need it. Which honestly would be kind of helpful in this circumstance.
You would actually toss it too. You would toss.
Literally toss it. I'd stand about 10 feet away from the desk, and I'd like kind of get a little bit of frisbee spin on the Mac Mini, and I'd just frisbee toss it into the under the desk section of my studio. I was looking at the 16-inch MacBook Pro, and I was dreaming about it a little. Literally dreaming. I was you know, 2 a.m. My eyes open up, and I just
wake
like,
it up and bang.
I need 16-inch MacBook Pro.
The M1X. It's so fast.
It will be so fast. So I can tell you right now, aside from getting a stopgap Mac, the next permanent computer that I will be purchasing, even including iPad Pros, those are practically computers these days, will be an M1X computer. Whether that is a MacBook Pro 16-inch, 14-inch, or an iMac with, you know, 27 inches. I don't really care, as long as it has that M1X chip. Obviously,
so you'd be open to a desktop then?
I want to, and I don't want to at the same time. So obviously, the perks of the desktop, it's a little bit more power per dollar. See Mac Mini versus MacBook Pro on the M1 side. Obviously, Mac Mini doesn't have a display and all that other fun stuff. But the downsides of a desktop is you can't take it with you. And normally, I would say I don't need to take this with me. I don't take my MacBook Pro with me just about anywhere. I mean, it's set up to a monitor and a bunch of cables. Like, it doesn't leave. However, I did just find a coffee shop that's less than 5 miles away from my house with 1,000 gigabytes up. Fiber.
Are you serious?
Up. Yes. 1,000 down, 1,000.
They have
up.
Fiber 5 minutes from your place?
They do.
But they can't run it to your house.
No, don't get me into that. There's literally a fiber cable about a half a mile away from my house. And they're never going to service all the way out here.
Are you exaggerating? You mean 1,000 megabits up?
Yeah. Like 900 to 1,000 up. And so I know this coffee shop is like, it's deserted all the time. And so I'm like,
oh my God.
I'm pretty sure I have the entire network sitting here.
I want to move there now.
Yeah, dude, you should. But
did you tell the owners, like, so I'm going to work here like forever now? You might see me outside this place if you guys are closed. I'm just going to sit out at the street corner.
I might do that. So I was pretty thrilled to find that. And so now I'm thinking, well, instead of waiting 45 minutes for a video upload, or sometimes an hour and a half, depending on how big one of these podcasts is, at some point I might just want to go get a cup of coffee anyway during the day, and, you know, take a 5 minute trip down and just watch the upload speed go.
Seriously. This is great news, Nick. I didn't hear this off podcast.
I've been sitting on this one. It's yeah. So I'm going to be buying more coffee. That's for sure.
Okay.
My coffee budget just went from zero to like something.
You need to ensure them that they don't downgrade their internet plan.
Yeah.
Or go out of business. You need to like contact the owners and be like, so can I like give you guys a couple of bucks every month just to make sure we don't change great. Like. Can you invest in their business, Nick? Can
you
know, be
I
like
might
a shareholder?
Need to do that. I just need to be like, okay, so I got $10, and I'd like to buy whatever percent of your business $10 gets me.
Yeah,
that's what I should do.
No, that's wonderful.
So, given
I was in a situation,
I'm
like
MacBook
that,
Pro.
I would,
so
yeah,
but if that iMac looks really sweet, though, then I might want the iMac. If the iMac is like a 27-inch
iPad
Pro on a stick. I would be like, that would be probably the toughest decision ever. Infinite internet speed in a portable Mac, or the most beautiful design I've ever seen. That'll be a really tough decision that future Nick will have to encounter.
Gotcha. Yeah, if I was in your situation, I don't think I'd get a desktop either. If I knew I could get 1,000 up, oh my God, I would do live streams from there. I would. I wonder if, could you park close enough to the building that you could be in the
it's
car?
It's kind of been like
you
a little
have to kind of walk.
Yeah, there's like a little strip mall, and
shoot.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there are a few parking spots that are kind of close, but I don't know how good the Wi-Fi is. I was just sitting there.
You need to
and did a speed test.
Be friends with the owner and be like, you know, you trust me enough to give me a key, right? And just stream there when they're closed.
Just have it be a coffee shop during the day and a really crispy studio at night. Okay, I see. And then I'll just completely change my work hours to night work hours.
You could just be like, I'm a YouTuber who works in a coffee shop, literally. Like, that's just where my office is. I just – but no one else is there. Wow. That's fascinating. Okay. Yeah. I would wait for the MacBook Pro if I were you too.
I know. It's so pretty.
In that situation. Man, I should really check around my area, see who has fiber. I would be all around that.
I had no idea that, sorry, my dock just fell off of the under part of my desk. I was so excited my feet were wiggling and I found a cable down there.
Nick's legs are only like 3 inches long. He just has a really tall upper torso. So it's just, they don't reach the ground.
But I'm still 7 foot and 25 inches.
He's like 6.5 feet of just torso, to give you guys an idea. Yeah. Would you, well, you should still probably wait for a MacBook, but do you care what size the desktop is? Because there is a 24-inch iMac rumored, but I don't know how I'd feel about downsizing my desktop screen size.
So I use a 26-inch monitor currently with my desk set up, but I wouldn't mind downsizing if the cost was right to a 24-inch iMac, but the design would still have to look really good. Like,
for sure.
And like, have to be 10 out of 10 design, because those smaller Macs, the iMacs, the 24-inch or 21-inch iMacs, their bezel to screen ratio just looks off. And I know you already got the chonk bezels, but then you also got the smaller screen with the same size bezels. So they'd have to pull an iPad Pro with the 11-inch looking just as good as the 12-inch for me to consider the smaller 24-inch. Randy, what was in your frunk? Did you finally figure out what was in your frunk?
Wrong episode. Wrong show.
Oh, okay.
Now it's the right episode.
Now it's the right episode. Yeah, just to explain what is that, finalizing where I was be able to find my wife at her graduation. When this episode goes live, she will be like 2 days from graduating, so she had to give me more specific information about they're going to stream it. You know, it's 2021, but we still have 2020 tendencies about pandemics and social distancing. So everything, just like this show, everything's digital. So including graduations,
everything went back to normal.
I thought so too.
I was planning on January 4th for the podcast launch today to just do a whole in person podcast. Get all, you know, 4 dozen people who watch this show.
There's a bit of a habit of that happening before. I'm glad we've designated my office space as the in person spot. I feel honored. Anyway, well, what did I miss? What are we talking about?
Oh, everything.
Everything.
We were talking about a coffee shop.
Air Power's dead. MagSafe Duo only has 200 folds before it loses its integrity or something like that.
This is true.
iPhone 12 mini still the best phone I've ever had in my life.
For sure.
And
definitely.
And I love my 2018 iPad still. Keyboard and all, and we are the greatest and first original Apple podcast that actually did it. So,
correct.
Seeing how we are,
I think we're all three going to buy a Mac. We're all going to buy a Mac this year.
Yep. We are
all three of us.
And it's
everyone's
really
in the market for Apple Silicon.
Apple Silicon. The apples have never been riper, folks. The apples are just perfectly ripe. Go get it.
I keep thinking about the only reason why I didn't buy the Mac Mini or the 2-port 13-inch is because the delays were so bad anyway. I'm like, well, if it's only going to be less than a month out, theoretically, before they do a March event, if they do, I might as well
probably
wait.
I'm guessing there will be a March event because there were September, October, and November events that were all digital. So if Apple's going to keep this whole, we don't need a big reason to have an event good anymore. Morning. Yeah. Hopefully he'll say good morning.
Please?
Kind of quit doing
that would be nice.
Unacceptable.
If he stops saying that, I'm going to, you know, protest by buying a $5,000 Mac.
You sure showed him, Nick.
That's quite a protest. He's like, normally I'd buy a $50,000 Mac, but because I'm so upset, I'll only buy a 5K iMac, which is kind of my budget, actually. And it turns out my wife does not want me to get rid of the iMac Pro.
Ooh.
Oh. Ooh.
She was editing some videos for the Ericsson's channel because we decided, you know, we don't have enough channels. And she was like, I want to edit a video on this. And she was editing with it, and she finished editing, and then she was like, "Can I have this when you get your new iMac?" And I was like, "Well, we could, but it would just make the new iMac a lot more expensive because, you know, the trade-in value on the iMac Pro is honestly not that bad. And I know most people are like, don't trade in, you should just sell it. But honestly, when the 32-inch or 24-inch iMacs with Apple Silicon come out, who wants to buy an iMac Pro from 2017? Like, especially am I going to be able to get an Intel 8-core 3-year-old? I would be lying if I said lightly used. This thing has been exporting
you're
2 to 3 4K60 videos every day for 3 years. Like, I'll have to be like heavily used. I was thinking of trading it in because Apple would give me like $2,000 for it, and I doubt that many people would want to be investing that much more into an iMac with Intel. Don't tag me on Twitter. I don't want to ship it to you. either way.
Ouch.
I'll buy it for $2,001. Like, that's what happens.
Somebody block Nick. I'm tired of him tweeting.
What?
I'm assuming you're the one who's going, I'll buy it from you, Drew. Somebody take away Nick's phone.
Why? Say if I care.
How many things did you buy from Drew? Enough. You're done. You're
all of them.
Those studio lights that you have off frame that I can see, you bought from Drew.
Mm-mm.
No, he didn't, actually.
No, he didn't. I bought those from
Nick has
Mr.
way more studio
Bezos.
Lights than I do.
Nick has way more studio lights than all of us combined.
I know. It's not okay. My lights are broken.
It's not okay.
But
it's not okay.
Gee, I'm so sorry. I literally live in heaven right now. It's literally heaven in the background. It's just all white.
You have great lighting.
Balls. It's
Boga balls.
I was getting complaints on the podcast that my lighting was too bright, so I've tried to tone it down a little, but I don't know.
There were a few episodes, Drew, where like the sun was hitting your white wall, and it literally looked like you were in heaven.
We started earlier in the morning, so I would turn on all the lights, but then as the sun would come up, it would just get brighter and brighter. Well, this works great, Nick, because if you can't use my video for whatever reason, you should just have a white JPEG square rectangle
of you.
It's just like that's Nick's shot. I mean, that's Drew's shot. It's just overexposed and it's just solid white.
There you
with
go.
Me talking. That could work.
I think I'll have to use that one of these years. So Randy, you did miss some very important news.
Oh boy.
Over the holiday
Nick
period,
is pregnant.
No.
Gosh, Drew, what the heck?
I'm a boy.
No.
Oh, boy.
He's got a Mac
young.
Mini brewing.
I'm too young.
He's brewing a Mac Mini.
No. I found a coffee shop, as one does over the holiday season. I left my house. I know. Scary things happen.
That's it.
But I left my house, and I found this coffee shop that's literally 5 miles away from me. They have 1,000 gigabits up and down.
Megabits.
That's what
and
she
down.
Said.
Megabits. Sorry. Megabits. Yeah. I always stutter.
They have
megabits
a terabyte of up and down?
One gigabit up and down.
That's is this coffee
it's
from 2039?
Part-time all internet servers.
All internet servers.
Is that where they have the secret AWS servers for? Oh, well,
yeah, that's it.
Is
they also
Web
sell
servers?
Coffee, but it's also Amazon Web Services.
Yeah.
Correct.
So Drew is telling me I should just buy part of the coffee shop and set up a studio there.
I would invest in that.
I you know, if you guys want to pitch in on my $10, we can see how much our 10 and 5 cents get. $30. We'll see how big our $30 investment
just
gets.
Ask them to use the facility when it's closed and you'll take good care of it.
I'll sweep the floors. I would do the floor sweeping.
Are they a mama papa shop?
Yeah.
Brick and mortar? Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So that's why he's getting a MacBook.
I know. So
not
that
an iMac.
I was like, the iMac is looking really tempting with all the leaks of it just being an iPad Pro scaled up. But then I also know that there's this place that's fairly convenient to get to that will upload in milliseconds.
And I would say that should be the priority for you if you're not leaving anytime soon of that terrible, terrible state that we don't know where you live in yet.
That's very true.
Alaska. Sorry.
Come on.
I told
cut
you.
Cut that out.
The it's white part
British
is not the
Columbia.
Wall. This is all just snow.
He lives in Vancouver, Canada.
I don't live in the Yukon.
That's why his lighting's so good. He's just outside. He's in the snow. freezing. Yeah. How about, has anything changed since we last talked, Randy? Are you still eyeing a 13-inch MacBook Pro with Apple Silicon? Would that be your go-to? Not the two-port.
Not the two-port. Well, yeah, so the one thing that we talk about that you and I kind of always kind of back and forth, like, it makes more sense to get the iMac, and I still want an iMac, and I want the iPad to be my portable doohickey, as, you know, older people, as boomers like to call it, my doohickey. But the thing is, and why this is such a weird phase I'm in transitional, is it really dictates on where I'm going to next. That's going to dictate. If I'm stateside, hypothetically, let's say I just go up to Northern California or Washington or something that's like just like a metropolitan Alaska. Type of area. Alaska. I just got really depressed right now. I was like, I'm going to Alaska. But hey, if I went somewhere that's
up here.
That's really Sarah Palin's up there. Hey, how are you doing? No.
We've got plenty of maple syrup. It's a boat like it's next door neighbors with the nicest people in the world.
Oh, yeah.
She says doohickey.
If I'm somewhere in like a big city type of area, I could see the appeal of just being fine with having an iMac and really strong internet that goes to my house. But if I'm in the middle of nowhere and I don't have strong internet, then I might pull a Nick. Hi, Nick. I might pull a third of the Talos of podcast here and go find a spot, and that's where portability would come into play. As of right now, I am allotting my budget to be capped out after taxes, about $4,500 is where I'm okay. kind of at. So it will dictate where it'll be, because this is going to be the thing that I hold on to for, I guess, evidently 6 years, like this ancient creature of an iMac. So I got to make it count, and I'm going to spec it out and everything. With the iMac, the biggest issue that I was having that we were talking about is I don't feel comfortable just having 2 terabytes of SSD. Mm-hmm. I would want more. The M1 chip has made me feel pretty confident about not having to worry so much about. But back then, like the i7, like, do I get the i5 or the i7? That stuff is irrelevant to me now because
they don't have that anymore. They don't. It's just M1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I feel pretty good about that. So I'm like, okay, cool. So my money is really going to go towards. I was always going to max out the RAM anyway because that helps in logic, but it was really going to go towards SSD. And the question is, am I going to get an all-in-one unibody display iMac and have all the bells and whistles? Because the screen real estate, it's hard to downsize from it. It's very uncomfortable to go from 27-inch to 13, but I would always use... You know, I got boxes floating behind me that I haven't finished setting up, but I got things I'm trying out with bigger, different screens and stuff like that. So, it all really depends, and that sucks because I want to have an answer. But luckily, I'm also kind of waiting on Apple to see what you're going to show me, you know, and then that will help dictate it. I just know that my cap, $4,500, and that pretty much put me in scope of buying any of the new M1 stuff that would be coming out first half of the year. So I'm going to be okay regardless. And I will order day zero. I'll get up at midnight or 3 a.m. or whatever and order right there, so I don't have to wait 7 months to get the device like I was thinking about with the Mac Mini. Because I was going to get the Mac Mini. That was going to be the one I was going to get.
Sure. If my iMac Pro... I was really nervous while we were setting up the new studio lights because we were having to tap the little tacks in with a hammer to get the string lights up. And if that hammer dropped and landed on the iMac... I would have been like, M1 Mac Mini it is. Let's go. That's definitely, I would max that thing out and use it with my old BenQ. I was tempted to do that a couple times, but I'm like, it's not a big rush. But I'm worried they're going to put the iMac on a Pro Stand and then it's going to have Pro Stand pricing. Boom. That would bother me and push me. So if I can't get the updated iMac for below 5K, then that's my limit. So if there's no way to get it below that, I'll just wait with Nick for the 16-inch MacBook Pro. Hopefully it gets mini LED this year.
Oh, is that what Nick's waiting for? Oh,
dude.
Yeah,
16-inch.
What's the main reason? Like, what video did you watch, to be exact?
It was that Max Tech video that I sent you. And I know you said that they're combining two leaks. But Still nice to dream.
I mean, we love Max Tech. I never disagree with Max Tech on anything. We are best friends, always and forever. No.
Ever.
Off camera. We just disagreed on one thing, and now there were people thinking, like, oh, my God, drama.
Yeah, they're like, oh, my God, Drew, have you not learned your lesson?
I'm not sure if we're walking in. Because you know what was happening around this time last year was people saying, don't buy the 2020 iPad Pro because there's going to be a mini LED iPad Pro in October. And that never happened. So now I'm wondering if we're in the same boat with there's an Apple Silicon 16-inch MacBook Pro coming out this year, but the mini LED version isn't coming out till 2022. Is mini LED the main thing, or were you just interested in the silicon reports?
I obviously silicon, anything's better than what I got now as far as M1's concerned. Yeah. You know, even a
there
Mac
are
mini,
only upgrades.
The cheapest Mac mini is still being upgraded.
Preaching to
in my
the
book.
Choir, my friend. Anything better than now?
Yes. Well, yeah, Randy, you have it much worse than I do.
I'll take a 2018 something and still be better off than what I am right now.
Do you want my iMac?
Do you want my do you want Drew's iMac?
I will never step on Luisa's toes and wish list. That's hers.
Smart. Well,
so there was a few things that they were saying. The slightly thinner body or same size body with like 36 hour battery life. Like he did a bunch of math on like milliamp hours and stuff, and like if the M1X is as efficient with the two of the four efficiency cores and they keep the battery size the same at like 90 something watts, then like it could
barely
have like
legal battery.
Exactly. The barely legal battery. And it could have like 36 hour like actual use time. Like not just standby. And I'm like, oh, that would sell me instantly. Like imagine having my iPad already lasts like a day and a half. And like the iPad battery life, awesome. Imagine having a fully spec'd MacBook Pro that, by the way, with the predicted M1X graphics performance and regular performance, will be more powerful than a spec'd out Mac Pro. That's like kaboom! Could you imagine a $50,000 Mac and then just being able to buy a $5,000 and some change dollar laptop a year later? Sorry to you Mac Pro buyers, but
I'm so glad I didn't get one.
I know. Could you imagine?
That's funny.
Can you imagine? Yeah.
That would be pretty amazing. I think with a 36-hour battery, you could watch all of TV Plus on one charge.
Speaking of, have you guys canceled it yet?
No, mine lasts till the end of January.
Yep,
for free,
mine too.
So.
I just had like I have
February
like a million
7th
calendar
or something like that. I think is mine.
Yeah, I think mine's February 1st.
Mine's February 1st. So I haven't used it to be honest in the past few weeks. I've been actually using Peacock quite a bit since they announced it. But
you said Peacock.
I know, terrible name, but
February 6th, 2021, next billing date. Yep.
I have not redeemed Fitness Plus.
I haven't
Fitness
either.
Plus confuses
I think I'm going to start that tomorrow.
Really? You're going to do it?
No. Are you really doing it?
I'll wait for tomorrow. No. And then the day after that, I'll also wait for tomorrow. And
gotcha.
Come on, New Year's resolution jokes, guys. Come on. Laugh at my funny jokes, please. I have self-confidence, so I promise.
He's Jeb Bush. Please clap.
Please clap.
Please clap.
I think what I didn't realize, I read a few reviews of people who were trying out Fitness Plus, people who had used the Peloton service and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize, like, you have to have a watch, an iPhone, and an Apple TV. Otherwise,
you have to have an Apple TV?
Well, you could just follow along, but then you're just going to be working out looking at your phone propped up on your nightstand or something.
Okay.
Does that sound fun?
Well, I have like a treadmill and I'm
out. Nothing about working out sounds like fun.
This is true, Randy. I mean, thank you.
I'm just imagining if you don't have the Apple TV, just you can't hold the phone. So you're going to put your iPad on a table?
No, you AirPlay. As you're working out? You AirPlay to a TV and there you go.
Well, if you don't have an Apple TV.
No, you don't need an Apple TV. Airplane
is a
bit from your phone,
less common. If it's not an Apple TV, or if your TV doesn't have AirPlay, though, you got to get an HDMI and a lightning cable. And I don't know. That's not a setup most people do.
I feel like doing fitness on your phone is not something most people do either.
This is
no,
true.
But fitness videos are on YouTube. But if you want to do TV Plus, you got to make sure it's AirPlay compatible.
I don't know. It's just, I don't think Fitness Plus is for people like us.
Overweight people?
Are you saying something, Randy?
I think we're exactly
what I'm saying is the people who will do at-home workouts, period, are the same people who have all the stuff that they need. I'm a person who has to be outside to do exercise. I might blade the Marines for that, or I might just be the old childhood mentality, but like being home and working out like gives me a rash on my life. So, but being outside,
Randy,
going on a hike,
working.
Hey guys, how's your work? Yeah, I'm not. That's not a thing for me. Being outside, being active outside is what makes me tick when it comes to anything like fitness wise and stuff like that. But people who do, and there's people who like working out at home. They turn their garage into a full, you know,
they're
circuit
called
course.
Psychopaths.
Yeah, I've
they
done
do
that.
Their things.
I work out at home.
You're crazy. You're a psychopath.
I'm being completely facetious because I have run many a 5K on a treadmill.
And you're a crazy psychopath.
I've never ran on a treadmill.
You've never run on a treadmill? They're lots of fun.
Never.
They're really great for your knees.
Never?
Never. I've run outside. I sound like Beetlejuice. Never. Once in a while I do. Sometimes. Never.
Yeah.
I go on runs pretty regularly, though, in my neighborhood.
Well, good for
but
you.
I understand where Randy's coming from because I enjoy being outside and I enjoy the fresh air. There's something about running and seeing where I am
can,
and being like, okay, as soon as I make this
in the
turn.
Fresh air with your phone. And since you have the mini,
no,
it's all that much easier.
My phone stays at home. I actually like it. I my Apple Watch turns into a little Bluetooth iPod. Mm-hmm. I take my OG AirPods, but I don't have my phone, so no one can text me or call me. And I'm just in the zone and I can track how I'm doing. And the watch is still a great fitness thing. I don't get the Fitness Plus appeal. You know what's crazy to me about Fitness Plus? Operating costs of it have got to be like less than 10% of TV Plus, and yet it's twice the price. Meaning, because I tweeted about it, and people were like, well, Drew, it's for a different market. You know, it's not, and not everybody subscribes to Fitness Plus, but lots more people want TV Plus. It's like, yeah, but that's not the point. Think about if the 16-inch MacBook Pro serves a different market than the iPhone 12. It's a much smaller market, right? People who need a laptop like that. But imagine if the 16-inch MacBook Pro cost like one-tenth the cost to build of an iPhone 12, but they still charged $2,500 for it. Wouldn't that be confusing and kind of bizarre? Like, if you can build this for a fraction of the cost, because I'm sure the personal trainers they hired for Fitness Plus are nowhere near the price of Steve Carell and Jennifer Aniston,
sure,
or Jason Momoa. And yet Fitness Plus is or Tom Hanks. Fitness Plus is twice the price, and yet I'm sure like a tenth of the expense to Apple. So the profit margins on Fitness Plus,
that's offsetting the cost for News Plus.
All the money they lose is redeemed through Fitness Plus.
That's it?
That's a
genius
business model.
They know that if they could get people hooked on it, they'll forget about it. And if they make the pitch that, oh, in 2020 and 2021, we're not going to the gym anymore. So, you know, turn your $10 a month gym membership into Apple Fitness Plus.
It's
and then
actually
about it.
Cheaper than a membership at a gym, too. And that's,
oh,
that's
really?
But
I looked into it.
But it doesn't – it has – 10% of what a gym has to offer.
Sure.
No, gyms
have
TVs. They play the news.
No, but
yeah, but you don't go to the gym to just watch videos.
At gyms, once upon
you
a
might
time.
Not.
Okay. Once upon a time, before I reached my final form like this, I was at the gym. And
ascended to your final form, Randy.
I have ascended
getting
to
rashes.
My final form. I'm getting rashes. And I was paying, I think, like $23, $25 a month. And that's common for
no,
for
I get
gyms.
It. Gyms are much more than that.
With it being, if you get 70 or 80 for the year and you pay your annual membership that way, and it offsets the cost in that capacity, it is cheaper to do Fitness Plus than it is to do the gym style. Only in the context that, again, this is meant for people who do this type of thing, and that's where my approach is, that you get the customized, tailored workouts, whereas the gym, you're not in classes. You're free to grab the weights, do the arm exercise, get on the treadmill, do the elliptical, and it's whatever you want to do for however you want to do. Whereas this being like a program, effectively, it's a program. You have your tailored workouts for what you're trying to focus on, and you're doing it in a quote unquote group environment the same way. Stuff that would normally cost extra anyway to participate in that stuff. So I can see the appeal, with the offset being that you're from home now, so it's cheaper, and you don't get any of the equipment. You only get the training.
That's the big difference to me, though, because a lot of the Fitness Plus videos all require use this rowing tool we have, or use this bike we're on. So you have to buy all that stuff yourself. I bet you could make a really cheap gym if it was bring your own equipment.
Sure.
Imagine if it was like, subscribe to this gym, but you have to buy your own treadmill, and you have to bring your own weights, and you have to bring your own yoga mat, and you have to bring your... So we basically are just a trainer with a big empty room.
I'm providing an over-enthusiastic, overly fit person to jump around and tell you to do a little bit more.
Yeah.
Well, but that's not a very common gym. Most of them cost more because they have a bunch of stuff people don't want to have themselves. Whereas this, it's like, okay, if I had all this equipment anyway, why would I spend $10 a month just for someone to tell me to use the equipment I already have? That's what I don't
Drew, I think this is really just showing you that Apple really wanted to charge $10 a month for TV Plus. And due to market forces, they decided to do $4.99.
Probably.
So
I can buy that.
Yeah,
I can buy that conspiracy. I think, I mean, it's for the people who like the headphones, the AirPods Max. It's for the people who aren't trying to be convinced to use it, that they knew they were going to get them. I feel like that's Fitness Plus for them. These are the guys who download the other apps, that 7-minute workout and all these other apps that have been around for quite some time that they have found value in. And I do know some people who do use that stuff, and that's just how they... That's how they tick. I'm like, okay, well, if that works for you. They didn't need any convincing. But people like us were just like, nah, I'm more of an outdoor... I know I'm more of an outdoor guy. And until... You couldn't pay me to go outside. That's the point of me like going outside. Is I like going just because it's free. So it's not meant for me. But at the same time, I have the back catalog if I wanted to, because at the end of the day, it's still discipline, self-discipline. I have the back catalog to utilize all the training that I got in the Marine Corps if I wanted to. I don't need an instructor to tell me what to do. I did it for years. I just, I don't want to do it anymore, you know? So
yeah, I get that.
It's not for me.
I just hate the idea of like a cost, a charge trying to be the motivator. It'll motivate me to work out if I lose money every month. It's like, no.
You'd be surprised, people. That's that New Year's resolution BS that I hate. Where it's like, I'm gonna do this, beat the and I don't like it. I don't subscribe to that. Literally, I don't subscribe to it.
That's what's genius about Fitness Plus, is that they can heavily, heavily guilt trip you if you try to cancel.
Sure.
Unlike any other service they have. If you're trying to cancel TV Plus, you can just say, well, I don't really use it that much. Or Apple Arcade, I don't like the games that much. I'm kind of bored of the games. Cancel. But Fitness Plus,
hey, you Tubby, try to cancel that. Are you sure you want to do this?
Apple's like, so you don't care about your health, I see. So that's why you don't want to
spend this money.
Looking
at your health app stats, and it does say that you have high blood pressure. It's because you're always telling me to do workouts.
It's like, Apple, can you cancel Fitness Plus for me? And they're like, I mean, so you want to die? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, actually. Because I have done the math.
That's what's going to happen.
Apple, I have done the math and the statistics, and 100% of people die. So
you want to die soon.
Oh, have you met your Lord and Savior, Elon Musk?
You will live longer. Yeah, I don't like it. It just feels like every app they think of, they're trying to add a little option in the menu bar at the bottom. It's like in News Plus, we've got two tabs now. In the App Store, we've got the little arcade tab.
Pretty soon they'll
in
have
the
Mail
TV
Plus.
Section, we've got TV Plus.
Where there's like an AI assistant that sends in, that manages your inbox for you.
You know, Drew.
What's the next service?
Ooh.
That's a good question.
Next service.
Stocks.
Stocks.
You know, they should really do a music service to compete with YouTube Music.
Yeah, why haven't they thought of that?
I know.
That's weird.
Yeah, I bet it could really imagine change a little the tab industry in stocks. Too.
No. They could compete with Robinhood.
No. Oh, no.
I wouldn't be surprised if the next real one would, like, you know, we talked before, an Apple Bank. That would be so cool.
Mm-hmm.
I would subscribe to that.
Sign up with Apple Stocks Plus and we'll give you
because
a
Because you don't have to pay for
Apple.
It either because you buying the services of idea. Them. You giving them your money is you paying for it. Every time you deposit money in your bank account, that's money that's obviously yours. You can pull it at any time. But when you're not touching it, they are using it. They're reinvesting it. They're turning it into loans and they're getting interest on it. It is a business. Mm-hmm. And I know with Apple doing Apple Card, there's no way they're not exploring this option. There's literally no way they're not exploring it. They that's a moneymaker. Banks are not, especially online banks, where there's no overhead costs for personnel like that, an Apple employee is an Apple employee. Those guys, like, I don't know an online bank that shut down through any of it because there's no overhead cost like that. Hmm. You're not paying for a lease. You don't have all the other stuff that would come from a regular bank, like a Wells Fargo.
Even if it was a brick and mortar bank, Apple probably has the money for it.
But to my point,
looking brick and mortar bank, they'd probably have like three bank locations: one in like London, and one in New York, and one in Cupertino.
You know what the next service is going to be? Go ahead.
An Apple store, but a bank.
Next service is going to be energy.
Energy.
Ooh, energy. Yeah. Okay. How so? Plug your iPhone and make it in, turn your iPhone into a
No, the next service.
Don't they already have an energy business? Technically,
their next big one will be energy. If it coincides with the release of some vehicle in this decade, they're going to take the Tesla approach and have their own network as well.
We should talk about the Apple Car because we're not going to do an EV episode today. So.
Okay.
And there's lots of people, and it's Apple related.
True.
It is Apple
Mike,
related.
Did you guys follow the reports or the rumors going around about the car much, or miss those?
The most question I've been getting the last week was, so Randy, Apple comes out with a car, you selling your Model 3? No, I love my Model 3. I'm not. It's paid off. So, I'm not doing anything with it. That's my car for life. I don't buy it in the sense that.
Think it's fake.
My hesitation is that they had the opportunity to buy out Tesla at the worst time of Model 3 being produced and stuff like that. And they're not interested in it. I don't think they're putting that much time into it the same way they are, like, with services, like genuine services, or the AR market, or the M1 chips, stuff that's already thriving pretty well. Sure, there's R&D for all these other categories. I just think we're hearing, like, when we heard it back in, what, 2016 or 15? I just think it's like, oh, some news got out that they're still looking into it. It's happening! But it's like a patent. Just because you took a patent doesn't mean that's what you're making. Yeah. That's how I'm looking at it. I'm having a hard time believing it.
Hmm. How about you, Nick?
I got way too excited about the rumors in 2018 or 2019 or whenever people were like, 2020, it's going to be the year. And I was like, oh no, there's no way I'm going to be able to afford a $300,000 Apple car, but I'm going to want it so bad. And I was
$300,000? That's the SE version.
Oh, true. Yeah. That would be $999,000.
Yeah.
That would be the Pro version. The Max is a little bit more than that.
Apple Car Pro is the Pro version. And then Apple Car Max.
Oh,
that's
Pro
an
Max.
SUV.
There you go.
It's just a Model X. Yeah, I was way too excited about it. So I've seen the reports through Twitter and stuff, but I haven't actually looked into it deeply. I did hear that Elon said that Apple was approached for a buyout, but still like, Tim, what are you doing? That was so.
Do you think he should have taken the meeting?
Yes.
I think so. I believe that you should always let people, you know, hear the person out. you know, if Elon wants to get up and talk to Tim, Tim should have taken the meeting and said, yes, I know, I'm a busy man. Good morning.
Good morning, Elon. Today, I'd love to hear about Model 3 production.
Hi, Tim. How are you doing? Good morning.
Very good.
That would be epic.
I use an iPhone. Great phone. Great phone.
We run Google Maps on ours.
I like to daydream sometimes. Can you imagine how different our world would be right now if, like, mid-2018 to early 2019, Apple bought Tesla?
Can you imagine imagine how different our lives would be if 2020 didn't exist?
Yeah.
We lost the year of our life. Why is nobody talking about this? 2019 to 2021.
Believe me, you want to miss that year.
It would just be such a different world, though, if that – because Tesla was pretty big at that point. You know, Model 3 was out, and we had driven one at that point. Us podcasting and doing all this, and then all of a sudden Apple's like
– they bought it.
All right.
It's ours now.
I feel like in that scenario, it would have been more like the Beats acquisition where we would still see Tesla as it's no longer the make, that's the model, if that makes sense. Or it's like Toyota owns Lexus as a luxury brand and Scion as its sports, but it's all Toyota. Mm-hmm. And then they got that Toyota. That would have been Apple, Tesla, and then that would just be there too. I feel like a lot of the services, we would just see that it'd be Apple Maps instead of Google Maps. In my opinion, better maps. So CarPlay would have been integrated. We should have had the purchase. But truth be told, if they bought it, I don't think, and I'm speaking very hyper-specific, I don't think I would have been as successful with the Tesla stock. The skyrocketing that has happened because I think it's a monopoly. Remember when people say that all the time? I don't think the Apple stock would have been that much more successful than it still is right now. I feel like operation.
Apple had a good year.
They had a great year. Tesla had a great year. Everybody. The thing is.
Yeah, Apple and
Tesla. What's our lesson from this? What's the real question is, what's the takeaway in a scenario like that? Do you give up and go find like a 9-to-5, so to say, go be someone else's? Because Elon, I would have imagined, would have gone and worked for Apple then, and he would have fell under as one of the SVPs for Tim. Do you give up or do you persevere and try to break through that? Yeah.
Elon on stage.
Good morning, the WDC.
The notch is the same size this year. I already
saw it. Oh my God.
Is that real?
He would have to give up his Twitter account. Ooh, no way.
He would.
Because the Apple brand is strong. So I feel like I'm glad he stuck it out because it's inspiring to be like, no, that's still his. I mean, obviously, he was trying to sell it still, but the fact that it didn't work out and it became so successful as one of the richest companies in the world now too, that it's inspiring to be like, on a small scale, that could be any of us at any point where it's like, can stick with it. Maybe it'll happen. Sometimes if it's gonna die, it's gonna die. You know what I mean? Like that's you can't cheat death in that sense. So, I think he was under a lot of stress back then. I'm glad he didn't sell. And honestly, his real passions is with SpaceX anyway. I feel like for selling Tesla, that wasn't that's like Drew selling Talos of Gaming.
Ooh. That's harsh.
It's like selling someone a dead horse.
Some people are interested in it, but you're not focused on it. All this to say that, yes, I saw your latest vlog.
Apple doesn't want to be risky anymore.
That's unfortunate.
And I think that's good and bad. I think for a lot of reasons, I totally understand. I think Tim Cook is a great CEO. And I think he knows what to prioritize and what to invest in. And he knows that the overhead for EVs is really high with very thin profit margins. And it's a very competitive space. And services is definitely a way safer way to go for Apple.
Sure.
As much as I don't like it, I respect the business choice of like iPhones are going to get more and more boring every year. So we got to figure out a way to like chip away people's bank accounts monthly to the point that that's our primary revenue source and not hardware. So I get why he's trying to push them so much as much as I don't like it as a customer. I get annoyed with all the pop-ups, and I don't like Fitness Plus. And I get why they're doing it, but I must just say it would be so incredibly fun and amazing if Apple did want to make their own car and enter the EV space. That would be so fun. Even if it sucked, it would be fun.
It would be great just for innovation and competition still. I think it's great.
Yeah. I would just love to see Apple with how they came up with the AirPods Max case and how they you know, keep lightning for so long, and how they handle design and how quirky Apple can be with certain things, like, oh, non-compromising design here, but over here we're like, oh, whatever, non-laminated display, that's fine. And, you know, they're just so wishy-washy and so hypocritical on so many things, but so it's like a love-hate relationship for a lot of people.
You know, that's this is the Apple
show. They're always right at the end. Yeah, I love Apple, but they do things I hate.
Do you
just
think,
like, you know, you've got friends and family in your life that you're like, oh yeah, I love them. They suck. It's like, that's how I feel.
So
about
you.
Apple.
Okay.
You know, sometimes I say that about this show. I love the show. You guys suck.
It's almost like you wrote a whole song.
Well, you wrote
about
the
that.
Song, Randy. Yeah. That's the whole same thing with Apple. Like, and that's why I would love to see them make a car, because there would probably be certain aspects of an Apple car that I'd be like, whoa, that's so cool. That's so smart. And then there'd also be these things like, what the heck, Tim? What were you guys thinking? You know, like, I want to see just an interior at least. How would Apple design a car?
Love From needs to design a car. That's what we need.
Ooh, Tesla hires Johnny Ive. That would
oh
be
my goodness. Oh, wow.
Get Franz out of there. We need Johnny Ive. I mean. Oh,
guys,
boy.
Focusing I hate on to this. Announce this now, but I've actually been contacted by Jonathan Ive, and he sent me an Apple car prototype, and here it is.
Oh, it looks so beautiful. And it comes with spray spray. Oh, Randy got one.
This is Johnny Ive's vehicle.
And Randy got one.
And
Randy
Steve Ballmer gave me one, too. It's a Windows mouse, folks. Woo!
$500?
$500. That's been stuck in my head all vacation.
I know. I said something. I forgot. Was it like on the season finale or whatever? And you were
AirPods Max are $500 for a non-subsidized.
It is the integral part of the integrity and seamless design.
And the charge connectors on the bottom here.
And you need to go underneath the car to charge it. Yeah. And yes, it does take lightning.
Apple would design a really expensive, like, parking space that, like, the plug sticks Ooh, upward and
it totally
automatically
would.
Plugs
what
in.
What do you call a big lightning thing? Thunder? Just plug it in and just
Thunderbolt?
Go.
Thunderbolt.
Thunderbolt.
Lightning 2.
Hey, Night wait safe. A minute. Thunderbolt, lightning can
Randy's mind just got blown. Ladies and gentlemen, Randy will return shortly after he recovers.
The thing is,
cloud services. Apple, oh my god!
The thing is, if Apple would have bought Tesla, they probably wouldn't have focused much on more affordable versions.
I agree.
I bet they would have been more about how do we make the Model S better.
I agree.
The Model 3 would have been like who cares?
The Model 3 would have been
we'll use aluminum on the Model 3.
The Model 3 would have been the off website version of it, but they would have taxed it at the $50,000. It would have been a compromised. You know what? I think this is where it's like I'm glad they didn't buy Tesla, because I actually think, even though there's very parallel thinkings and similarities, they're fundamentally, they do think different in the sense. As they did there. And mm-hmm. Elon really wants to make an affordable EV for the masses, because he, like, this is the future. I'm not trying to be a luxury brand. We just happen to make luxury vehicles. His vision with Tesla is everybody should have an EV in the near future, mm-hmm. because it's better for the environment long term if you're not treating them like you're renewing every 3 years or so. But his focus is
Apple's not about everybody. They're like just the best.
No, hey, we have a really cool ecosystem, but you have and mm-hmm. it's the best one there is. But to get in, the cost of entry is you have to have at least an iOS device now. You know, which mm-hmm. is affordable, but we're not going to give you the bells and whistles with it. We're just going to give you the same ads, Arcade Plus. You know what I mean? It's interesting. Yeah. But Apple is evolving as a company. Like, they're not – it's not the Steve Jobs Apple. And I'm not saying one's better than the other. It's evolving with the times. What they were focused on a decade ago in 2010 is not what their vision is going in 2020. And I don't expect it to be that way by 2030 as well. It has to adapt and innovate and reinvent itself in a way while still keeping the Apple icon for what it's known for. Mm-hmm. And they're on their own trajectory. They've been on their own course for a very long time. And Tesla, being such a baby company, has a pretty solid idea of where they're going. But just because they're on the same road doesn't mean they're in the same lane. It's they're write that down. Yeah. Oh my God, that's great. But they have a different destination overall. And in this case, theirs is Mars. So.
That's where he's headed. Yeah, I think Apple's Tim Cook on the record has said, like, we don't care about selling the most. We want to sell the best.
Concur.
So
we don't care about selling the most.
No, he didn't say like that. He was sitting down with that girl who looked like was asleep, and he's like,
"No." Tim Cook actually glued his hands together a few years ago, and he hasn't been able to separate them.
Just super glue.
Good morning.
All the poor people I have on glued the audio my podcast hands together. Like, what the heck is going on?
Good That's morning. How we'll start an event in 2021. Good morning. Good morning. I have glued my hands together.
For the remainder of this podcast, we're going to be really focused and talking.
I'm what does that this mean, now. Really?
Watch how I just think mean thinking.
He's like, I sure hope this iPhone OG prototype works. I sure hope this iPhone prototype works.
Oh, yeah, I mean, like, Apple does
switch to backup here.
Apple does do affordable stuff on occasion. You know, they have the SE, they have the budget iPad.
12 mini.
Those were usually like many years after the first one, right? Like, they never start with the affordable version.
Yeah.
So maybe down the road they could make a cheaper Apple car, but they would definitely make it like not their bread and butter. They would make it like a compromised, like sucky. Whereas Tesla's trying to make like each product better than the last, even if it's cheaper than the last one. And Apple's probably would be like updating, you know, their equivalent of a Model S, their like six-figure sedan. They're announcing that every year. And then every 4 years, they're like, oh yeah, their Model 3 equivalent. They're like, oh yeah, that one gets a little better. But anyway, we want you to spend six figures on your next vehicle, but it's the best vehicle. That's the main thing.
What is your guys's expectation from Apple this year in the product department, not services?
I expect an M1 MacBook Pro with an M1X processor plus a dedicated GPU. I also expect the iMac. I expect them to make money. I expect Tim Cook to stay a CEO.
And I expect the sky to be blue.
Yeah, I expect the pandemic to not be over. I expect...
Yeah. I think all the events will be digital this year.
Sadness. I still miss them.
Okay. I don't mind it.
I know
I just don't want... I don't want pointless mini events. I don't mind if they're virtual or not, but as long as there's not little 40-minute keynotes, they need to get rid of those.
I think they really crushed it in the accessory department last year with like the keyboard for the iPad, to just name a few. Just thinking that one is the most notable one. And I know AirPods Pro technically came out in October of 2019, but I didn't get mine until beginning of 2020. And I just think accessories as a whole is a cool category to be in for established products, iPhone, iPad, iMac. I cry sometimes because I can't get
I look
a Mac.
At my bank.
But accessories. I think accessories is a cool, versatile area. You know, like Nick admittedly even sold me on it, like with even like getting cases and stuff like that, but not just something that, you know, complements your phone, but like a genuine tool. I want them to do more iPad keyboard advancements. I want them to do MagSafe Duo advancements. I want them to do even the headphones. I don't hate AirPods Max. It's just I can't afford them. I don't want – too much for me.
So, did you see that Best Buy has them listed for $159?
I do. Refurbished? Yeah, I saw
it. I am like waiting for those to come into stock, and I'm going to buy a pair as soon as that happens.
Good luck. You and that's the right 50,000 price. Other
You're going to have like a giant hole in the middle.
They're just Beat Studios.
Oh, this was Everything Apple Pro doing his shooting test for durability. Refurbished. There you go. $100.
Like, yeah, we'll sell it. There's no cushions, but we'll sell it.
Well, hey, those are only $79. So
yeah, eventually. Yeah. So, expectations would be updated iPad mini. I think that could be the most interesting iPad of the year.
Ooh.
And AirPods 3. Ooh. I want updated AirPods, entry-level AirPods this year, not high-end AirPods. And with the updated design with the Force Touch stem and all that.
Sure.
And yes, of course, I'm very much expecting to upgrade my Mac this year, whatever the best Apple's. I expect most of the Mac lineup to transition to Apple Silicon this year, other than the Mac Pro. That's like the one that I think will still be rocking Intel a year from now. But no one's going to want it because Apple Silicon is going to be so good for everything else. So that, and I also expect Apple to come up with something new for the Apple Watch. I don't know what. Maybe a design or maybe some type of feature that can be arguably helpful, because right now I feel like we've gotten two S years of the Apple Watch in a row. We had the Series 5, which was like, okay, always on. Some people like that. And then Series 6 was like, I don't know. Blood oxygen. It's useless.
I found a purpose for blood oxygen, actually. I finally found a purpose.
Ooh, really?
And by me finding a purpose, I'm not going to take credit for it. My wife at boot camp is one of the recruits with her is actually a doctor, a medical doctor, and she joined the service, and she's going to get an Apple Watch when she graduates, and she asked, she's been like, I don't know which one to get, Series 6 or SE, and then she's like, I'm going to go big or go home. She found out, she asked this like, why blood oxygen, and she told her that one of the use cases that it would that they use blood oxygen for is sleep apnea. And it can help you detect that stuff. So she told me in her letter, hint, get the sick, because I have sleep apnea. And so he's like, sleep apnea will help it. And that actually makes sense when it coincides with the idea of sleep tracking and monitoring and all that stuff. It all communicates with one. So it gives you a genuine, more detailed information about sleep as a whole. So
maybe, but I'd still say the wrist is not a great place to measure blood oxygen levels anyway. There's been lots of videos about the Series 6 being inaccurate.
So Where does the blood go to you?
Well, I mean, they measure on the finger is a lot more accurate, but the wrist is not super clear, which is why they bypassed the FDA thing. But yeah, I wouldn't do it, but you do you. Let me know how the sleep apnea monitoring goes.
Well, I'm not going to get the Series 6. I love the Series 4 for what it is. Well, I'll use hers and test it out.
She can report back.
Yeah.
Any closing thoughts, gents?
I think Series 6 is the way to go. No, I'm just kidding. My closing thought was to comment on the what they could do for the Apple Watch. I think much like Always On Display, that was just a requested feature that no one really cared about. I would not be surprised if they find some type of better integration with FaceTime, so you can have FaceTime calls in a way just to make people happy with that too, because it's a feature I've heard since the very beginning of like, oh, James Bond. Hey, what's going on? Even though that was impossible. The idea of doing it, people still want it, knowing that it's going to deplete the battery. I could see Apple doing something like that just to please them the same way they did Always On Display. That's my closing thoughts for the new Apple Watch.
My closing thought is for the year 2021, Apple needs to allow you to do screen sharing on iPad over FaceTime, because Zoom does it.
That'd be wonderful.
It's stupid that Apple doesn't do it yet.
I like that.
Well done. We'll see you all next week, all. Thanks for watching and listening. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.